You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Two cases of the deadly Kappa variant of the novel coronavirus have been detected in Uttar Pradesh, sparking concerns in the state, while Delhi has chalked out a plan to tackle a possible third COVID wave. A new study has ruled out the possibility of the virus being leaked from a lab. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight Podcast. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I'll bring to you the top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. But first, let's take a look at India's infection tally as of July 9th. The country reported over 43,000 new cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today, while the daily toll stood a little over 900. In some good news, India's active cases have declined to nearly 4.5 lakh, and this contributes to just 1.49% of the total infections in the country. Now let's talk about the Kappa variant detected in Uttar Pradesh. The state government has reportedly claimed that there is no need to worry about the variant, as it was found earlier too and can be treated successfully. Next, amid concerns of a third COVID wave, Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting to review ramping up of oxygen supply across the country. According to officials, more than 1,500 PSA oxygen plants are coming up across the nation. The PM has instructed officials to ensure that these plants are made functional at the earliest. He has also asked officials to ensure that there is adequate training of hospital staff on the operation and maintenance of these oxygen plants. The officials, on the other hand, have apprised the Prime Minister that around 8,000 people across the country would be trained to manage oxygen plants. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the government has charted a graded response plan to deal with the possible third wave. The plan has been cleared by the Delhi Disaster Management Authority. In a tweet in Hindi, CM Kejriwal said, "Now there will be no doubts about when the lockdown will be imposed or when it will reopen." They also discussed the Delta Plus variant, for which he said the government is taking all necessary steps to stop its spread. Moving on, breastfeeding mothers can now get themselves vaccinated against COVID without any hesitation. The Indian Council of Medical Research today said that antibodies that are developed in the mother as a result of vaccination get passively transferred to the baby while breastfeeding and could be helpful to the child. Many people are concerned about whether or not India's vaccines are effective against the newer variants. Well, Dr. Samiran Panda of ICMR says they are. However, the efficacy may differ for different strains. He said that vaccines available now are largely effective against the new variants and explained that vaccines are not infection preventing but disease modifying. Speaking about the precautions against new variants, Dr. Panda said there is no change suggested in preventive measures or treatment. He said, and I quote, "All the mutants, whether it is circulating strains of the virus or the newer variants, the mode of spread is the same. Precautions like wearing masks, avoiding crowded places, hand sanitization are still effective methods to control the virus spread." Unquote. For those of you wondering, when will COVID be at a stage like flu? Dr. Panda has an explanation. Experts suggest that it'll take a while for COVID virus to reach its endemic stage like the influenza. And then the vulnerable population may have to take the vaccine shot annually. Dr. Panda explains that influenza, commonly called flu, was a pandemic 100 years ago. But today, it is endemic. Similarly, in the case of COVID-19, we expect that it'll gradually become endemic from its current state. The ICMR doctor said, and I quote, "Currently, we recommend the elderly to take annual flu shots. As the influenza virus keeps on mutating, we simultaneously make changes in the vaccine, so there is no need to panic." Unquote. A look at global news on the pandemic. A Pakistan minister has said that there are clear early signs of a fourth COVID wave starting in the country due to poor compliance with standard operating procedures and the spread of Delta variant. Pakistan's Minister for Planning, Asad Umar, who also heads the National Command and Operations Center to combat COVID, has warned that the government would be forced to shut down wedding halls, indoor restaurants and gyms if people fail to follow COVID norms. Meanwhile, Sydney is facing an extension of lockdown amid record cases in 2021. Australian authorities on Friday pleaded with Sydney's 5 million residents to stay home, warning that a three-week lockdown may be extended as they struggle to control the outbreak. Hundreds of extra police patrolled parts of Sydney to enforce the city's lockdown, imposed to stamp out the outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. Moving on, there's a new study that suggests that the virus that causes COVID most likely spread from animal source to humans and did not leak from a lab in Wuhan. The yet-to-be-published study noted that while a laboratory accident cannot entirely be dismissed, there currently exists zero evidence for a lab origin of the virus behind the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.